Everyone is seeking peace. Everyone wants peace. But reaching peace is a result of integrating several elements in our internal evolution. Peace is a result of several things falling into right place in our evolution. There is a clear reason for the absence of peace and the presence of peace. The foundation of peace is obviously having the access to our true nature, without which there cannot be peace. There can be only a psychological illusion of being in peace. When the mind is numb, when it's unconscious, it can subjectively translate its condition of relative lack of disturbances as peace. It's obviously not peace. It's nothing. Peace is not a psychological state, but spiritual state. That's why it requires awakening of our true self as its foundation. But that awakening will not produce complete peace unless me is surrendered, merged with our soul. The absence of this merging, this unity, this surrender creates a split inside us. Two aspects of our existence, they cannot be unified, and therefore one is not at peace. That which is real within our human consciousness, our me in its pure form, must be merged with the soul, and that which is not real, which we generally refer as the false self, has to be renounced and dissolved. There are certain aspects in our human existence that simply cannot be merged with the soul. They are not pure. They are not conscious, they are not real. Only the real can be one with the soul. It can actually coexist with the soul. Peace is not for free. Certain sacrifices need to be made to reach it. It's a simple economy of consciousness. You cannot be locked, lost in the subconscious or in obsessive tendencies, in negative tendencies, and simultaneously experience the pure peace of your soul. It will not work. On the path of strict renunciation, as it is advocated by certain traditions, that wish to get rid of the human existence whatsoever, which want to transcend this dimension, and that transcendence is their only goal. These traditions are not so much concerned with integrating our human existence with surrender to the soul or with transcendence. In a sense, their path is easier. But it is easier only for those souls which are really ready to let go of their human condition, either because they have completed their human evolution, they are no longer excited by all this human reality, or they are existentially finished, completely tired of that human reality and ready to surrender it. But these souls are rare, because the nature of this reality, of this earth, is that most souls which incarnate here, they have still agenda on the human level. They still carry the weight of unfulfilled desires. They are emotionally deficient. They carry, like in their subtle bodies, different obsessive desires, clingings. It's not even rational. In fact, it is these obsessions with certain desires, with fulfillment of certain things that subconsciously they translate will make them happy, that actually incarnates. So for these souls, even assuming that they are more conscious, they have already been on the path for a number of lifetimes, but they are far from being finished, completed on the human level. For these souls to pursue the path of strict renunciation, will be completely unnatural and will lead simply to repression. And that which is repressed cannot transcend all these desires, all this lack of fulfillment on the human level, all these emotional deficiencies, they will come back through a back door. They will hold the self, preventing it from merging with the beyond. Some souls see spiritual path as a way to escape from their human condition because of so many insecurities, fears. Not wanting to confront it, constantly being unable to fulfill certain essential human desires and so forth. The spiritual path seems like a solution to avoid that dilemma, to get out from this human realm. But it does not work. Because human completion, reaching certain essential maturity within our human existence, is part of our blueprint, and it has to be honored, has to be embraced as a part of our transcendence. So here we are entering the most challenging type of evolution, where surrender to our soul, moving into the realm of transcendence, has to be integrated with the process of becoming fulfilled, or the process of maturation on the human level. It is a tricky path. Like a razor's edge, very precise, very exact, and there has to be wisdom and honesty and integrity to bridge these two. Otherwise, it's easy to fall off that path, to get sucked into the human dimension, or to repress one's humanness. Many of our human thoughts, desires, longings are real. They are positive. They are necessary for the human to evolve and to complete itself. When the human is complete, he is simply relaxed. He is at ease with his human existence. And only then he can truly surrender. He is no longer the obscuring factor. He enriches the soul through his surrender. However, the fact is, the majority of human desires, pseudo-longings, insecurities, fears, are purely subconscious. They are not from the soul, they are not from the pure me, they are just from the mind. honoring, embracing the natural human inside you and renouncing the false one, the subconscious one, the neurotic one. Is what must be done in order to create the proper relationship between the human and the soul. And that proper relationship always must be based on deep embodiment of the light of I Am. As we spoke yesterday, if your thoughts, your emotions, weaken your relationship with your fundamental nature, weaken your inner state, weaken the depth of abidance, it means that you went too far into your human. You lost the balance. Some of you sit and you think about or go into different fears, insecurities, or being bored, produce all kinds of thoughts. Any thoughts, emotions that weaken your connection with your soul must be dropped. Certain playful movement of intelligence is part of the creativity of our consciousness. But this true creativity can happen only from the depth of I Am. That part of the mind which is overly obsessed, neurotic, which is clinging to negative emotions, which is constantly processing information, like for instance regarding survival issues, it has to be renounced. Part of the process of surrender is learning the ability to abide in the state of non-protectiveness. Some call it trust, but trust is still a psychological justification. the state of surrender, there is no trust. Nobody cares. That self which is surrendering is not justifying letting go of the mind through the concept of trust. The more correct term is fearlessness. Trust and courage are still psychological. Fearlessness is a condition of the soul. There is like a law that any soul which surrenders through the wisdom of life sooner or later will be fulfilled on the human level as well. And the one who does not surrender will never be fulfilled, because the human can never be fulfilled. It's always empty. It can be fulfilled only when the essence of its existence is surrendered to his higher self. After that, all the other elements in his human existence gradually, magically, fall into right place. It is not renunciation, it is embracing our humanness from the depth of surrender to the light of the soul. And that is the only way to become whole.